Next morning, when she was up and had prayed to God and talked with her children a while, one knocked hard at the door, to whom she spake out, saying,
"If thou comest in God's name, come in."
"Amen."
"Greetings, good sir."
"Peace be unto this house."
"I thank thee, sir."
"Christiana, knowest thou wherefore I am come?"
"No, sir."
"My name is Secret. I dwell with those that are on high."
"Oh, I fear to meet one from a place so goodly as that."
"Fear not, dear Christiana, for I am come to bring thee good tidings of peace."
"Say on."
"It is spoken of, among those that dwell in heavenly places, that thou hast a desire to go thither."
"Aye, if only I thought there were yet hope for one so vile as I."
"It is also reported that thou art aware of the evil that thou hast formerly done unto thy husband."
"Aye, more than I can bear."
"And that thou seest how thou hast hardened thy heart and kept these thy little ones in their ignorance."
"Aye, my heart doth sink within me at the thoughts thereof. Oh, hope, hope! Oh, that I had but one small pinch of hope."
"Christiana."
"Yes."
"Wouldst thou indeed have hope?"
"Yea, I desire it with all my soul. For if I find it not, I am doomed to sink beneath the waves of despair."
"Then hear the word of the Lord."
"Say on, dear messenger."
"Christiana, the merciful one hath sent me to tell thee that he is a God ready to forgive, and that he taketh delight to multiply the pardon of offenses."
"Even unto such a one as I?"
"Yea, verily."
"Oh, bless him, bless him."
"He also would have thee know that he inviteth thee to come into his presence to feast at his table."
"Oh?"
"Yea, he longeth to feed thee with the fat of his house and with the heritage of Jacob thy father."
"Oh, such words be too high for me."
"There, when thou shalt arrive at that place, shalt thou find Christian, thy husband that was, with legions more who are his companions."
"Oh!"
"There he and all of heaven shall be glad when they shall hear the sound of thy feet over thy father's threshold."
"Oh! Thy words do make me hopeful above measure."
"I have something more than words for thee."
"More yet?"
"Aye, here."
"A letter?"
"Aye, from thy husband's king. Here, take it."
"From the king? To me?"
"Aye."
"Ah, sweet perfume such as a rose would covet to bear. May I open it?"
"Yes."
"Oh, it be writ in letters of gold."
"Mm-hmm."
"The king of the celestial city doth invite thee, Christiana, to go on pilgrimage as did thy husband, for that is the way to come to my city and to dwell in my presence with joy forever." "Oh, did you hear? 'Tis a royal invitation to join my husband at the marriage supper of the Lamb."
"Aye, wilt thou accept?"
"Oh, yea, verily, with all my heart."
"Then I shall return to my king with glad tidings."
"Sir, carry me and my children with you, that we also may go and worship this king."
"Christiana, the bitter is before the sweet."
"Ah."
"Thou must enter the celestial city through troubles, as did he that went before thee."
"Then what do I next?"
"Do as did Christian, thy husband. Go to the wicket gate over yonder plain, for that stands in the beginning of the way which thou must go."
"I shall."
"I further advise thee to put this letter into thy bosom and read it to thyself and thy children until you have learned it by heart."
"I shall, dear Secret, I shall."
"This is one of the songs that thou must sing to cheer thee by the way. Also, thou must deliver this invitation in at the farther gate if you would gain admittance thereat. And now I must go. I hope to see thee on the farther shore. Adieu, Christiana."
"Farewell, good messenger. Rest assured that we shall meet again." "Aye, we shall meet again."